I have to come back with you sometime and talk to you about ovary because I'm still trying to figure that out. But going back to the rectal presentation from this past ASCO meeting, can you kind of summarize the bottom line of what was presented there in terms of whether or not, you know, there were blood and physiologic markers that seemed to correlate with clinical response and what they were?
So what I can say confidently is that I already mentioned to you the survival data. In terms of exploration of various biomarkers, in this particular trial, we do not see any correlation between what you call circulating endothelial progenitor cells and outcome. You know, that has been talked about a lot, that the circulating progenitor cells or endothelial circulating, different names they have given, are important in anti-VEGF therapy. And these works have been published in very prominent places.
What are circulating progenitor cells?
So these are the cells that come from bone marrow, supposedly, and get incorporated in the lining of blood vessels and become endothelial cells. And the thinking is that anti-angiogenic therapy lowers the numbers of these cells, reduces their number, so therefore it works by not only killing endothelial cells locally, which are part of the local microenvironment, but these are the ones which are called recruited from bone marrow. And it has been proposed that these cells play an important role as biomarkers, as well as an important role in response to drugs such as bevacizumab. We do not see the evidence of that in this phase 2 trial. But again, remember, these are only 32 patients. We have to keep reminding ourselves that all we can do is exploration.
You were just talking about circulating progenitor cells,
yes,
right?
Yes, CPC.
Now, what about circulating endothelial cells?
Okay, so circulating endothelial cells also did not correlate. But what was interesting is that when the therapy ended, the patients who had higher number of circulating endothelial cells had a more residual disease. So that's what we presented at ASCO. But you cannot use that for prognosis or predictive marker because that has to be known either up front. Well, you don't want to wait till the end of whole chemo radiation and anti-angiogenic therapy.